This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown, an engineer working under Russian occupation at Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, has told VOA that Russian forces have placed artillery and missile installations within and around the property of the plant and have caused explosions near the plant, an apparent attempt to discredit the Ukrainian military. Negotiations have been underway for inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency to gain access to the site to determine whether there is a risk of a catastrophic accident. The IAEA director said this week he hopes to conclude negotiations with the two countries on details of an inspection visit soon. Ukraine State Nuclear Company announced Thursday that fires at a nearby plant had cut off the last connection line between the plant and the Ukrainian power grid. Ukraine State Nuclear Company announced Thursday the fires at a nearby plant had cut that connection off of that power grid. Other news, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordering the Russian military to increase in size as Moscow's military action in Ukraine continues. We get more from AP correspondent Zarir Shakli.
Putin's decree signed didn't explain whether the military will beef up its ranks by drafting a bigger number of conscripts, increasing the number of volunteer soldiers, or using a combination of both. The Kremlin has said that only volunteer contract soldiers take part in what it calls the special military operation in Ukraine, rejecting claims that it's pondering a broad mobilization. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Australian authorities have found 2 tons of methamphetamine hidden in marble tiles shipped from the Middle East to Sydney in what police describe as the largest ever seizure of the illicit drug in Australia. Via remote, this is VOA News. We will learn today about why the FBI searched former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida. We get more on that story from the AP correspondent Donna Water.
The release of the document is expected by noon today, and the Justice Department is believed to have removed sensitive details about witnesses and the scope and direction of its investigation. On August 8th, agents served a search warrant on the Mar-a-Lago estate, removing 11 sets of classified documents, including information marked at the top secret level. Documents already made public show that federal agents are investigating potential violations of 3 different federal laws, including gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information under the Espionage Act. Donna Water, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden has begun a campaign push ahead of the upcoming midterm elections. AP correspondent Bean Ben Thomas has that story.
President Biden is aiming to turn months of legislative accomplishments into political energy. But at a rally for Democratic candidates in Rockville, Maryland, he also took aim at the hold former President Trump still appears to have on the Republican Party.
That's not hyperbole. Now you need to vote to literally save democracy again.
At a fundraiser earlier, he compared current Republican ideology to semi-fascism. While at the rally, he told the crowd they have a choice to make.
Will we be a country that moves forward or backward? Will we build a future or obsess over the past?
The Republican National Committee called Biden's comments despicable. I'm Ben Thomas.
Japan will spend nearly $2 million on a state funeral for slain former leader Shinzo Abe, the government said on Friday, despite growing opposition from a public angered by revelations of the ruling party's ties to the Unification Church. Abe's, Japan's longest-serving but divisive premier, was shot and killed at an election rally on July 8th. Although funeral services were held soon after, Japan has decided to hold a state funeral on September 27th. Abe's suspected assassin, arrested at the scene moments after the shooting, bore a grudge against the church, alleging it bankrupted his mother, and he blamed Abe for promoting it, according to his social media posts and news reports. The man is undergoing psychiatric evaluation, according to multiple news reports. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.